Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
One of the concerns about artificial intelligence is that it could get out of control. How can it get out of control? I mean, what are the possibilities?
Well, this gets into that topic of superintelligence we touched on a little bit, where if you can make an AI that's sufficiently advanced, you may enlist it to make even more advanced AIs to the point where they're recursively making themselves in ways we can barely comprehend, and then they become super intelligent. One of the ideas I talk about in the box is that, in the book, is that scientists wondered, could you box such a creature off and study it safely? And they call that a leak-proof AI box. And that would be very difficult to do because you'd have, even if you could isolate it from the internet, right? You don't have to connect it to the internet, but you'd have human gatekeepers, and if the thing was that smart, it could conceivably bribe the gatekeepers. You know, we'll give you certain cures for diseases, and you'll listen to all these beautiful melodies. Just let us escape onto the internet. So it's a fascinating speculative topic about could you actually box these things up without letting them escape?
And some AI right now has the capability of predicting when you may die.
Yeah, that's an example in the book where I want to give readers an idea of very unusual applications of AI. This is the AI death predictor. They've been researched very recently. And the idea is they've tried these out on patients in hospitals and other people. And these death predictors could predict very accurately if someone would die in 3 to 12 months.
Wow.
And that might seem a little gruesome, you know, a little scary, but you could see it could possibly reduce suffering because it lets doctors and families and caregivers prepare and think about what the best types of treatment would be. But would you want to know, right? Well, I don't think I'd want to know if an AI could tell me, you know, Cliff, next month you're going to kick.
Well, I'd want to know, Cliff, if I could make changes to change the outcome.
That's a very good point. If you could prepare, change some aspect of your life, if you could change the outcome, sure, that would be very...
Because, you know, the AI would be based on the way you're living, your lifestyle, how you you eat, everything else. And if it said you've got a year to live based on your lifestyle, boy, you're going to change that. And maybe you could prolong it 5, 10, 15 years.
No, that's a good point. And they're getting better and better, these AIs, at ingesting medical records or looking at X-ray scans and determining a lot about your future. And you're right. If you could make these changes, you would like to be able to prepare to try to make those changes.
I would love an AI machine that would have the psychic ability to predict the future based on certain things. Now, that would be intriguing, too.
Yes. Well, in medicine, we're almost there. They can look at certain scans and predict Alzheimer's. That's a little bit, makes us a little nervous. But these AIs are almost like divination machines. You know, in the ancient days, the ancient diviners of Rome and other societies, they'd look at animal organs and predict the future. Well, AIs can do miraculous things that we can't understand. For example, one of the best examples is they can look at the back of your eye, the blood vessel patterns on the retina, and they can make predictions like, are you a man or a woman? Many things of that nature. And there's no way a human doctor can look at the back of your eye and tell if you're a man or a woman. So how does the AI even do that?
Of course, why do we have to look at the back of the eye to make up that?
That's true, but it's just showing you.
I could beat an AI machine a little faster than looking behind the eyeball, that's for sure.
Yeah, most of the time, yes. But it shows you they're looking at some patterns that humans don't understand, and maybe it will inspire us to try to learn how does it do it.
What is called the Moravec's paradox? What is that?
Moravec's paradox is interesting in that it says what's hard is simple and what's simple is hard with AI. Let me give an example. Difficult tasks with high-level reasoning, like playing expert chess, well, now that's very easy for the computers, but that's pretty hard for humans. And tasks that are easy for us, like we can pick up lint from the floor, or tie our shoes, or walk in different terrain. That's easy for humans. So that's Moravec's paradox. It shows you that AI and people are very different in what's hard and what's easy for them, almost opposites.
Can AI become, in your opinion, too powerful?
Well, I think one of the challenges is that we're turning more decisions over to the AIs. And we have to be careful about that because they can be easily fooled. And we will also probably lose some of our own skills. Already we use GPS devices.
Sure.
Right? And now we probably are not as good at reading maps or sense of direction. So that, in a way, is becoming powerful. And they're also going to change our notion of what's real. That could be a concern.
Would you say that a early day calculator, electric battery operated calculator, was, artificial intelligence?
I think that's on the road to artificial intelligence because anything that helps offload our cognitions and helps us do thinking, intelligent kinds of tasks, that's a simple step on the road. I mean, you can even go back further to devices like the abacus, right, with these moving beads. That help humans do computations. So I think it is a tool on the step to more advanced AI. And every year, they become more and more advanced.
Part of the downside of that, Cliff, is you take someone who is a younger aged person and give them a couple mathematical formulas and say, subtract 1921 from 78, what do you get? I'm not sure they can do it out of their head.
Right. I'm getting the same way. In school, we were taught all sorts of ways of doing simple math. I think I remember even being taught how to take the square root of 2. But now, who knows how to do that, right? You just hit the calculator button.
And do it. Yeah.
Yeah, it does it for you.
I mean, it's intriguing. What is, and we've heard a lot of it, transhumanism. What is it to you?
Transhumanism is an interesting topic that I discuss. It actually was coined back in the 1950s by Julian Huxley. But today we basically say transhumanism is using technology to enhance the mental and physical capabilities of humans. And some people say that soon we're going to understand the biological basis of aging, and if we can do that, we might become immortal. Whether that's good or bad, we can discuss, but that's certainly, I think, going to happen in this century.
Will we live longer because of AI?
Yes, I think we definitely will because it's helping physicians in so many ways. Already, you can look at a chest x-ray and detect pneumonia in the lungs just as good as, or even better, than a trained radiologist. It's good at, also, it can look at heart wave patterns. It can find things that we have trouble finding, and therefore provide sort of an early warning system to help humans, and that'll help us live longer. It'll also help us make safer cars and increase safety, many, many areas it'll help us in.
Some doctors are doing surgery via robotics through the internet. They're not even there.
Yes, that's
amazing.
Telesurgery. Some people have even tried to do it with wireless stations on drones. They're even investigating surgeons that are completely divorced from human altogether, where it can stitch up an intestine very accurately, more so than a human. But today, mostly the robots doing surgery are humans using laparoscopic keyhole surgery. But you're right, the robots, the computers can suppress tremors, and they can do it from one state to another or even one country to another over a very fast communication channel.
Cliff, I'm not sure I'd want a robot with a scalpel coming my way.
It is a little nerve-wracking, but hey, we care about outcomes. And if you were told that is better than a human, you might think about it.
A lot of people believe in the existence of God. Do you think artificial intelligence enhances that or kind of takes it away?
Well, I think because AI gives us this mysterious insight, like we were talking about, looking at patterns in the world, and the AI will inspire us in ways, and it'll help us reason beyond our own intuition. Right now, right, a monkey brain and a human brain, they're not all that much different, but a monkey can't understand calculus and logic and poetry and doesn't know about black holes. And so I would imagine that there are concepts we can never think, and that is leading us on the way to AI to maybe help us dream new dreams and think new thoughts.
Can AI become unethical?
That's a big area of study today, ethics. You say, well, what does that have to do with AI? But I think a simple example is a self-driving car that has some AI in it so it can have some intelligence. What if a collision is imminent? Should the car protect the passenger, or should it protect the pedestrian who's about to be hit? That's an ethical decision that a car would have to make, presumably at some point. There's ethics involved in lethal weapons. Do you want a drone
God.
Be able to pick a target, lock on it, and destroy? Or do you want a human in the loop? These are all ethics. Do you want a judge that's an AI or a human? Right? All ethical problems that we have to think about with AI.
What about one day, and this will happen, you'll have an army of 1,000 soldiers, all armed with weaponry, but there'll be robotics. All of them.
Yes, we're already enhancing human soldiers in different ways. Already drones have vision systems that can select targets. And the question is, when do you let that become autonomous and make its own decision? Or when do you say, even to the robot soldier, you can't do a kill without a human saying, okay? You know, that is a question. In a sense, what if the drone could be more accurate and have less casualties than a human? It makes you think of what's right and what's wrong.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle.
So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.